Hello and welcome. Season 3, episode 5 of the D Hoop University podcast. This is your boy Daryl Harris, also known as D Hoopster. It is that time that we got back here to talk about some hoops because a lot is going on right now. And we love first-time visitors, man. Shout out to if you've ever been to a black church and they made you stand up because it was your first time. Shout out to you, shout out to them, shout out to the hostesses. But love getting new voices on here, man. New perspective on the pod. And that's what we got today, man. Unique, funny story that how this came to be. And things happen for a reason. That's principle to sort of hold the whole thing steady all the time, man. I got my boy Davi here with me, man. We
So
met at
what's
UNLV, both out here in Las Vegas playing this game called life, man. What's up, Dav? Talk to the people.
Hey, what's up, everybody, man? Like you said, just trying to figure this life stuff out with my boy Daryl. Yeah, man, let's pod.
We start traditionally on here with shout outs. There's a couple times we forget to do shout outs because, you know, we get straight to business, but shout outs is our version of taking roll. You know, that's what I like to say. Sorry, you know, shouted out all the ushers and hostesses at the church. Let me give a shout out to Hope Church in Las Vegas, man. I've been going there for about 3 4 months or so now with Wit, taking Bash, got him in Sunday school. Hope Church, man, some good people down there. They're off of near St. Rose down in Henderson. And it's been a comforting thing to find a kind of different church home. I didn't really have one in Vegas for a while. Nothing's kind of like your OG spot.
Man.
But you remember when you kind of do get back in the rhythm, it's like, ah, yes, this is why I'm doing this. This is, you know, kind of why I like that. So shout out to Pastor Scott. That brother be trying to come with it. Any shout outs, bro? Anybody, any.
I mean, I guess since we shouting out the churches, man, shout out back home in Chicago, New Berkeley, my church home. Like you said, it's just nothing like home. Haven't ha found me a Vegas church home yet, so might have to check that out with you. And yeah, I always shout out the man upstairs, you know.
Right.
Yeah, but just shout out to everybody who tuned in. Thank you guys for listening. It's my first time, so
Yeah,
just bear with me.
most importantly, first time I'm pretty confident it won't be the last time. And
Fingers
like you
crossed.
said, man, shout out to the listeners, shout out to the viewers. I think this is going to be a big year. Season 3 is gaining momentum with every episode. And this season, man, people wanted to talk about basketball like it was struggling. And a couple episodes back, the rebuttal, part one, mind you. Part two is so fire. I feel like I just can't release it like for nothing. Like, you know, it was with my guy JB the Ticket, host of Vegas Scoreboard Express. And I called it the rebuttal because I'm like, all right, hold on. Everybody talking about, everybody got something to say about basketball. I believe that you are not watching if you just want to bandwagon all of these critiques, because sure, there are some frustrating elements of the game. That's in every sport. Baseball tries something different every year to try and speed the game up. Football has a, you know, everybody who has money on the game swears the game is rigged. We'll never know. And then the NBA, yeah, it's got its kinks as well, but man, there's plenty of good hoops, bro.
For sure. For sure. I think, like you said, I think people just got to appreciate what's really out there right now. You know, I think KG kind of said something to it, where we just can't be that person that's judging the bad and just appreciate what we actually got. And like you said, if you actually tune in and watch what's being on presented, man, it's some skill. And it's skill that you don't even know. Like, that's the crazy part. It's not your normal superstars anymore. Like, anybody could be a superstar. Not a superstar, let me take that back, but anybody gets some good buckets.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's we got into a long sidebar. We're not gonna stick on this. We got into a long sidebar with me and my boy Jacob from Hoops Hall last pod because we were talking Lakers, and I was like, it's honestly frustrating that they won't even play Bronny. I get it. I'm not saying that he's him. I'm not saying that at all. Not saying that at all. But if you treat it like a gimmick, it's gonna always feel like a gimmick. Who is AJ Mitchell? Where did he go to college? I don't know. He's getting minutes on the best team in the Western Conference. Who are some of these people? Like you said, anybody can kind of step out and you don't really know what you have until you let somebody go out there and play a little bit. And a lot of these dudes, it's a confidence thing. It's a mindset. But it's interesting I even mentioned that because you're actually an OKC fan. How did that A come to be? Like, that's pretty random. Was it a KD thing? Was it a Westbrook thing?
Honestly, man, you could kind of say both. Honestly, I seen KD when we was younger, dog, and I was just like, yo, before the whole unicorn thing, that guy was everything. Like, anywhere on the, I really was a Melo fan. So just in the terms of buckets, that's what really got it. When I could see somebody can get buckets from anywhere, I'm tuned in, And then, the whole he's 7 foot, he got a handle. Like, yeah, but it's the fact that he frail. He was frail at that moment. Everybody was doubting him, but you couldn't stop him. And then Russell, I just love dog players that got that heart, man. Like, I don't care what you play. Like, if you got heart and you go out there, something gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, he just always was just angry. And I ain't gonna lie, I grew up playing like that too. When I was playing basketball, it was just like it was too nice to me for a minute. I'm just like, why y'all so nice and buddy buddy? And he was out there just looking for revenge. And I don't know. It just kind of drew me to it. It
Yo,
just drew
man,
me to it.
KD will go down honestly as a one of one in terms of legacy, image, personality, Hooper, because in it, it sucks that like, he can only go so much longer. We've been saying that about Bron too, but you really come to appreciate Kevin Durant as a hooper because A, he's still doing it, still giving you all kinds of buckets from anywhere on the court. And there wasn't really a precedent for his archetype as a player. And you could make the case that he was always literally just as good. Because it's funny, like now, you hear Brandon Miller's talk about like, oh, my favorite player was Paul George. You hear, younger players who, for one, is pretty weird being at a stage now where we can refer to some of these dudes. It's like, oh man, these dudes is kids still in the league. Being older
Crazy.
than some players, and
Crazy.
hearing their stories, like, oh, I forget you a thousand, you a 2000s baby, like.
Who that? Crazy, man. Crazy.
But it makes you respect the game too, because it's like, hey, your perspective is your perspective. You still love the game as much as the next person. But hearing people who was like, oh no, man, like Anthony Edwards, I believe KD is his favorite player, and he always says that. And for somebody, for those of us who have seen KD since he was a rookie all the way through and saw the arc, for anybody who was tuning in right at that time, or year two, three, 2010 and beyond, how could you tell that person not to think that KD is the best player in the league?
Man,
He's
but at
really
that
like
time,
that.
at sorry, cause at that time, they seen KD winning. You know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't see fresh KD. They seen KD with Golden State. You know what I'm saying? That last, maybe that last year, OKC right there. So they seen that transition, like you said, of KD turning into that player where now you
And
see the buckets and the ring.
at the end of the day, Everybody hated it. Unless you lived in Oakland or San Francisco, circa 2016, 17. Everybody hated, but that's part of the legacy that he'll go down with because he didn't care. He legitimately
Yeah.
says, screw y'all. Because guess what? Guess who iced it? Back to back, game four, game five, same spot over Bron. So what, Dad? Like, I got two of them, both finals MVPs. I've been there. I experienced that, you know? And it still wasn't. Would you put that team, man? Would you put 2017 against any team in the league, or do you think that there were some teams that were more physical, or would you put some of the Lakers championship teams or some Celtic championship teams or even like the Bulls in it? Because in my opinion, man, 2017, they're giving work to anybody. I mean, like San Antonio's. Some prime San Antonio's. We got a 7-game series probably right there. It's a few that are pushing that team to seven. But I don't know if there will be a better team assembled than that.
You know, that's a tough one, man. I mean, my thing is with that 2017 team, it was a good team. And that's what people don't acknowledge either. You know, like, yeah, it was KD, Steph, and Klay, but them surrounding pieces was hooping, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, they did they role. Even Draymond, you know, you the only fault with that team is when you start comparing them against the Kobes and the MJ Bulls, where do you have Steph at? Because we can't sit here and say that 2017 did not, that boy Steph got hit in that defense, you know? And that's my only thing, because you got big guards on the Bulls team, them Ron Harpers, you know, and the rule is different. You know, at the end of the day, the basket got to go in a bucket, you
Yeah.
know? People don't give him a lot of credit either, Kevin Looney. You know, Looney,
No,
I
man,
feel like he
the
could play
residual
in any
pieces,
era.
but that's kind of why. And you made a great point, man. D West was giving them minutes. Livingston's giving them minutes, bro. Iguodala's giving them quality minutes. Well. I told you, bro. I told you he was going to hit me in like 10 minutes.
Dude,
Hey,
I
I
said my
understand.
name three times and I appear, bro. What's cracking? What's
Shit,
happening?
man, was good, bro.
I'm in the
For
cut.
one, this is my boy Davion, man. We
What's
went to
up,
UNLV
buddy?
together. We've
Oh,
only been
hell yeah.
rolling
What's
for
up?
about
What's up,
we've only
bro?
been cooking for about 6, 7 minutes.
Okay.
And we have not gotten anything on the agenda. We somehow ended up
Oh,
on a KD Warriors legacy little
glazing session or what? A little KD Warriors glazing session?
I mean,
That was happening?
I may have said there's not a team that stacks up against them all the time. That may be on this podcast, but that's the conversation we were having.
Yeah, no, they were nice. They were nice. That was a weak move, but they were nice. That was a weak move. They were nice. You know where I stand on this. That was a weak move, bro.
100%.
That was such a weak move. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Even as a KD fan, I agree. You know, at first I was upset, but the same thing that's helping his legacy, that I think people say will hurt his legacy, is going to help, because you have all these teams now assembling these big threes, and it's not getting done. You
That's so
know,
true.
so is it
He got it done.
really?
I know it made so much basketball sense. Like at the end of the day, like it was so perfect. I don't even blame you. It's like when you run your five at like the 24 and you look at the comp and you're like, bro, we're gonna wash everybody and stay on the court for like six games. Like we're not getting off. Like, so I feel you. Like I do that all the time. I'm very guilty of it. But then again, like, you know, that shit was weak. That shit was weak.
Nah, man. Shit, man.
Agree.
It's good. It's good to hear you on here, bro. I
I
feel
know it's been a
like
minute.
it low key has. I think is this it? I
It's
think we
been
did the
what?
first episode together, but
Been
season
what?
three, Shiv, man. Season three
I know.
it's up.
It's
It's
up. I'm in
definitely
the middle of the
up.
move. I'm in the middle of the move. You know what I mean? Like,
Facts. Shout out to that. His brother's been working, man. This man's been getting to it. He's been in the books.
I'm in the books. I'm reading between the lines. You know what I mean? I'm reading between the lines, bro.
Shiv is a
That's what's
Celtics
up, man.
fan. He's a Patriots fan. He's one of them. He's
One of
one of
them.
them.
One of them. One of them
Northeast.
ones. But no,
Oh.
it's not that bad. It's not that bad. I think a lot of Pats fan, like, I think one, you've seen the Pats fan. You've seen the prejudice I faced as a Pats fan firsthand in college. Dude, you remember we were sophomores in college when we played Atlanta in the Super Bowl? Dude, and that was so
Never forget
brutal.
it.
The first half of that game was literally like the worst thing you could experience like ever as like a Pats fan. But
All
then they
right,
come back.
screw it. We hear it real quick and then we go get to the agenda. I was leaning confidently in Baltimore out of nowhere like last week. I sort of, you already know, for one, I had Derrick Henry on multiple fantasy teams. I said, y'all are treating this like it's calculus when it's not. It's Derrick Henry, he's on the best team he's ever been on. He's going to thrive. Underestimated the fact that, oh, this two-man attack, it doesn't even matter that they don't have a legit receiver like that. Shout out to Zay Flowers. I had him on a couple rosters as well. But who's supposed to stop that? Now that I see what it looks like in Buffalo this weekend, all this freaking snow, I am not that confident in them coming out with that win, honestly. And that makes me think that Kansas City's doing it again. I'll let y'all get a Super Bowl pick in there just for the record. Why not? You know what I'm saying? A lot of people will be listening to this over the divisional round weekend. So, when in Rome.
What you got, Davion? I don't know.
For the you're talking about the Baltimore game, right?
Or just,
Super Bowl
I
pick.
said that because I thought Baltimore was going to be my pick. Like last week, I was like, you know what, bro? It's them. It's them. I don't think it's going to take Lamar that long to show the world that like he knows and does this football thing extremely well. And a Super Bowl is going to validate that. But this is going to be a test in Buffalo this weekend. And if it wasn't them, I was rolling with Kansas City.
Yeah, I love Baltimore this year. I'm a Packers fan, by the way, but I love Baltimore this year, man. I love Lamar, man. It's I think it's like I was just saying, that story and everything, just the doubt, man, how do you not choose the Heisman number one? But we'll talk about that another day, hopefully. It's not the offense and Lamar that I'm concerned about, the defense this season, because Lamar and Derrick have been putting up points. But that defense, they'll give up that second half, they will give up some points. And I think with the elements, I always say, man, both teams got to be out there. Yeah, I know they're in Buffalo and Buffalo stay in Buffalo, but they get cold just like everybody else. So, I mean, I honestly think if they stay to their formula, that they got the Bills. The Bills have so many injuries, man, on defense.
This
So
and
many injuries.
it would suck for Josh because he keeps knocking at the door like he's right there.
He's been there.
But the division, I mean the conference is he's got a he's hey, they had to deal with Peyton and Tom for 15 years. Sorry, Drew, you snuck one, you know what I'm saying? Sorry, Phillip Rivers. Sorry to a lot of people, and it's funny, like you
Just
said,
one.
that story about Lamar overcoming that because it came to mind for me too. I'm like, bro, this is making me think about how silly every other team should feel for that summer that Baltimore took forever to pay him because nobody came in and said, what? Y'all are hesitant to pay Lamar Jackson? We're not. So Lamar was good. The fact that no team aggressively pursued him while he was getting the cold shoulder from his team. That's another
Crazy.
slap in the face, bro. Like, come on, man.
I agree. I have Baltimore winning this weekend as well. I think the Bills lost their last game in the snow. It was to the Bengals, right? Like a couple years ago. Like they lost to the Bengals and Diggs had like the meltdown on the sideline. I think that was the last time they played in the snow. And it was like, yeah, at least they had like a receiver. Like who like you're not about to throw the ball in the snow to like Khalil Shakir. Like, bro, like that's not happening. Like, that's not happening. And you're telling me, like, what's his face? Like, Dalvin Cook's younger brother is gonna be like the premier workhorse back in the cold. Against Baltimore, no shot. Like, bro, yeah, give me Baltimore by like, I don't know what the spread is, but if they're given points, like they're just gonna run the ball.
Any.
They're not gonna turn the ball over, which I think is like the most important part. Like Josh Allen will turn the ball over. Like, it's just destiny.
Anybody going Lions all the way?
No. I got Philly. I think Philly has done like Philly has just maintained. Like, you know what I mean? Like they win close games. They can play from ahead, we know that. They can play from behind. They can grind out the freaking 16-9 games. You know what I mean? Like, and they like Saquon did score a touchdown in the first game. Like, that's not happening again. Like, they're gonna make it a point.
He
They have
could
the
have on
best
the last
offensive
play.
line. Yeah, he could have scored on the last play, probably. Scored on the last play. They have the best, they also have the best lines. Like, they have the best offensive line, in my opinion. Their defensive line, it's probably not the
Defensive
best,
line's a
but like
problem. It's a problem, though.
it's a problem. Like they're nice, bro. Like,
DB's coming around.
and
Yeah.
it's continuity, right? It's like the same squad, more or less. That's a huge deal, in my opinion.
This was a hell of a rookie class.
Yeah.
Man.
It was.
It's exciting though. You know, like I agree with you. You know, I opened the season with Philly and they ended my season as well. But just watching Philly,
Oh,
man,
that Brazil game. Oh man, what a
yeah, that was crazy. That
that
was
was
crazy
crazy.
about
That's not
that.
right, bro. That's not right on my
If you watch that game, the offense was clicking, but the defense wasn't. I think it was like 30 something high scoring, you know. But I even said it last week, you know, my people asked me like, "And you're not gonna wear your jersey?" I'm like, "We caught Philly at the wrong time. That defense has came together. Them young guys have bought into the system, and they're balling. And the offense, like you said, Saquon gonna be Saquon. AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, they can hit you over the head anytime. You know, everybody gets Jalen Hurts this crap, which I don't understand, but he gets the job done. It's not fancy all the time, but when your defense is clicking, when you're getting them three and outs, man, they can score 16 points, and the only team got to only score 12, and they still win. So I like the way that they've been kind of going into this playoffs, because last year it didn't look like this at all.
didn't look like it.
Detroit, they look good,
Yeah.
but I don't know, man. I
I
think,
agree.
and
I
also
agree
the
with you.
Rams. I think the Rams caught stride too. They
I was about
nobody
to
wants
say
to
as
see the
well.
Rams.
I was about to say as
Nobody
well,
wants to see
man.
the Rams.
And legitimately, I think Matt Stafford, man, he loves when y'all forget that
Love it.
he's about it. He's about it. Sean McVay is about it.
Yeah.
We know we've seen what Cooper Kupp has done in the Super Bowl. Kyron Williams is a dog. You know, they'll spot Blake Corum. Now that defensive line over there too can get active as well. They were
And they're young.
1-4 to start the season. No Kupp, no Nacua. We see how they finish the year. So I don't think they're scared of anybody. It's gonna
It's
be a
gonna
good
got nothing
couple.
to
We got a good
lose.
couple weeks.
It's gonna be a little cold in Philly. That's the thing. It's gonna be cold. It's gonna be cold. It's supposed to be like, I think like 30 something degrees in New York. So I can assume Philly's probably gonna be the same. You know, LA's
I
been a
think
little
it said 10
warmer.
degrees.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think
Like, it's crazy. No, I don't know. Detroit, there's something like indescribable about Detroit where it's like, I just feel like they're gonna fold. I don't know when it's gonna happen. It could be in the Super Bowl for all I know, but it's like they're just, who did they lose to towards the end of the season? Like their second loss, I forget, but they just like lost in the most like Detroit way possible. And it's like, oh yeah, of course, like when your offense doesn't start super hot, you
It
guys
was the thing
can't
is,
grind these
they
games.
might have even won that game, but it might have been the game Goff had like five picks. But hey, Goff has
They
got to
won
the
that one.
big game,
Nice.
but right? Didn't they win that one? It's
They
crazy,
won that
right?
one. He's nice. They look nice. Listen,
This is a good year. This is a good, it's a good
they've got the bells
final
and
eight.
whistles, the Ben Johnson special, you know, the play action, punt
Hey,
pass to the tight end. I get it.
Ben Johnson might be in silver and black next year.
Good luck, dude. I know. I agree. He might. He might. He might. The fun thing about New England is these ridiculous like AJ Brown to the Patriots question mark like headlines. And my roommate's he's from Philly, and he's just like, Patriots fans are so delusional. I'm like, hey, the rumor's out there. Like, just see what happens. Maybe they fold in the playoffs. Maybe he really is unhappy. Why not?
Hey,
You know what I mean? Like, who knows?
Davi, bro, I'm a bandwagon Raider fan, but with cause. I was working at Allegiant when it opened,
I understand.
and I was like, you know what, man, this team is actually
Roster.
hard, and I wasn't loyal to anybody.
He wasn't.
Belichick didn't sign. He didn't
Yeah,
sign. You know
stop
what I'm saying? You know what
it.
I'm saying? You know what
No,
I'm saying?
the of course, in the most Belichickian way ever, the avenue's there for him to, you know what I mean, if he wants it. I'd be cool with it. Bring him back.
Nah, let's get to it, man. Who's hooping? Shit, first, who's hooping, bro?
Who's
You know.
hooping? Amen Thompson is hooping, bro. Amen Thompson is hooping his ass off. Like,
Yeah.
he's so good. The last time I got this excited about someone was like when Ben Simmons was in, like, it was when Embiid got hurt when we were in like college at some point. We were like juniors or
Yeah,
something.
Ben Simmons was all defense,
Dude, and he was like the
third
point. It
team
was
all
like
NBA, damn near.
him, like Marco Bellinelli, JJ Redick, and it was like some weird, like Ersan Ilyasova. Like, they just had like four shooters with Ben Simmons, and he was like averaging a triple double for like the 15 games that Embiid was hurt. Amen Thompson is like, that is his ceiling, bro. I think he's going to be so nice in this offense. Jalen Green is turning into like a reliable scorer. Like, Şengün is Şengün. He does his thing, and it's like they're clicking, and he makes them gel. He does like the short corner work. He's going to guard the best player.
Oh, yeah.
He's
Yeah,
hyper
yeah.
athletic. He's like rebounding with like an aggression. It's awesome, dude. He's hooping out of his mind right now.
And
So
shame on me for not turning that game on to see that Sacramento Houston finish, but
solid.
shootout tonight. Abs major shootout. Sacramento, I said it on the last spot, they are still hooping. 8-2 under Doug Christie. Had a 7-game win streak. Back in the win column tonight. They won 132-127.
Doug
And
Christie was in SAC when it was popping too, right? Headbandless Bibby, anybody? Like, I'm just saying. I'm
yeah,
just saying.
amen tonight, 2010-5. You know, bro,
Dude.
I've been talking about my fantasy basketball team all season because this is the best team I've ever put together. This team is
Really?
insane. I have a bro category league. I have a 11 game league on second place.
It's unbelievable.
21 game lead on fourth and below. They're not going to catch me this year, but I draft
The
in one
caveat is
of
second
the.
place hasn't set their lineup in like 3 weeks. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh no,
Just
yeah, no,
kidding.
I just beat second place. They don't want smoke this year whatsoever. Drafted them in. I would have one of my draft was literally almost no misses, almost no misses. Drafted them in, dropped them early in the season because I had him down the stretch of last season and saw that yo, this dude's a defensive freak. This dude is a hustler that it doesn't even matter that he's not shooting the three. And he's starting to let it go a little bit. And it's just about like, all right, I know that's not the best shot that I can generate. So it's a bailout. But I let him in go. And him in is like the number four or five small forward right now on the season.
It's crazy.
And I'm like, had him. But I let you have him. Maybe somebody else needs him more than I do. All this talking is going to come back to bite me. I already know. But no, Amin, shout out to Amin. Great one.
Dude.
Who else is hooping?
Gonna go with Kay Cunningham, man. He got Detroit. You know, that number one pick is looking, he's looking like what he's supposed to look like. You know, I think he's averaging like, 27, 26 or something like that. Detroit is over 500 for the first time in a long time. And I mean, like, you kind of hit it the nail on the coffin right there when you said to Ben Simmons, he reminded me of what Ben Simmons I felt like could have been. I'm a Philly fan on the Eastern Conference side, but that big guard, you know, like, you see that little matchup. You attack it. You know, like, you put him in a post. It's not calculus. Like you say, Darryl, it's not calculus. Like, let's just get to what we got to get to. And then they surrounded him with shooters. So when management is seeing what they have, it's a beautiful product out there. You know, you can't, they be drafting these players and putting them with garbage. And then it's like, well, you're not filling out. Well, you didn't give me nothing
Or
to
yeah,
help
you
me.
can't have a team where everybody's 25 and younger.
Hey, great point. Vets is getting back on these squads, man. You go get a Tobias Harris and you go get a Malik Beasley who's been around some great players where they know when it's time to cut it on, you know,
Yep,
stretches
Tim
and
Hardaway
get
Jr.
them.
I might have not been that guy, but I've been to the second round. Have you? Thank you. I've seen greatness. I was contributing. I was the other guy in practice. Who was just talk? Who somebody was just popping off not too long ago. I want to say it was an old Warrior player. Somebody was just popping off on somebody on social media on their story. I don't think it was Quinn Cook, but did Quinn Cook just say something kind of crazy on social media about some of these guys? I don't know.
I don't know.
I love that you mentioned that because that was a story that I pitched last weekend, wrote about how the veteran acquisitions, Tobias, Tim Hardaway Jr., Malik Beasley, are the unsung heroes, essentially, of Detroit's turnaround. Detroit already has more wins this season than they had all of last season. They're on pace to make the playoffs. After Cade, those three lead the team in minutes. They lost Ivy for, it looks like he might come back now. I don't know. At first, they were saying it was season ending. Maybe he'll come back or
Man.
so. But it's funny because high school, I've been out of the, everybody knew Cooper Flagg was the guy coming in this year. But like after like 2014, 15, 16, tracking who's really like that in high school kind of just became, the high school game is a little different now. So when Cade came into college, because this was now when we didn't have cycles of y'all calling everybody the next something. Andrew Wiggins was Michael Jordan, allegedly. RJ Barrett was Maple Jordan. Like, it's like, all right, well, now we know everybody isn't going to be LeBron. All these prospects isn't going to be so-and-so. But Cade had that resume, at least, and that's how they were billing him to be. He went to Oklahoma State. The team didn't have – similar to LSU, Ben, where it's like, okay, you didn't go to a traditional powerhouse, and it just didn't go right for your one season there. But Cade was balling,
Paid was
and
beautiful.
he had the shin injury that took him out pretty much all of a season. I had him in fantasy last year. I was like, no, nah, Cade's nice as heck, bro. Cade's nice as heck. And the leap this year is for real. He has a maturity, man. He has a maturity, a poise. And right, he doesn't make it too complicated.
He simplifies the game, man. And my second one would be Garland, Darius Garland, man. I'm a big DG fan. Him, I know last year he was having it tough with the whole Mitchell accusation and everything. But right now he's playing like he has a purpose, you know. He's got paid already, so it's just they're just letting him be him, you know. It's kind of working like, hey, it's your turn, it's my turn, you know. And he looks nice, man. He's one of them young guards, twitchy guards, and I mean, nobody can stay in front of him for real. I think his biggest defender is himself. But he looks nice, and obviously Cleveland's been on their run, so that's gonna be my second baller for so far, man. I think he's helping contribute to that Cleveland success as well. No, they didn't have luck tonight, but
I
we'll
hope
see.
that Cleveland, they look as if last season's exit in the playoffs didn't sit well with them at all. And they're on a mission to sort of, fix that. Because they went out very sad. They went out very sad in the postseason last year. And in games that you didn't kind of even really want to watch. And it's crazy because it's the same team that's back this year. They didn't add a crazy piece to the team. And they're now the best offense in the league. And it's just like, but year two, that's a theory that me and Shiv have talked about on this pod. And history has supported it, except for those KD Warriors. However, that whole team was intact and they just kind of added Kevin Durant to it. Surprise, surprise. But there's not a precedent of teams adding their best player and getting it done that first year with them. Kawhi is the other exception, but Kawhi was also proven, and he knew how to win. A lot of teams like I and that's a big takeaway for me as well too. The East, I don't remember when it's been like this. Getting to the second round in the East is going to be no joke this year. There's no sleepwalk teams that are going to make the playoffs in the East. Maybe the 8 seed, is a 5 game series tops, but Milwaukee year two, Dame and Giannis, NBA Cup, veterans, championship team already, adding players who are still hungry to get another one, and Dame Lillard. Milwaukee, New York, Boston, Orlando, Philly. That's a tough group right there in the East. And I didn't even mention Cleveland in that group. That's six legit squads. Six very legit squads. And that's I want to say, the East hasn't looked like this in a few seasons.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Usually we could always narrow it down to like two or three teams, but no, it's deep this year. And you didn't even mention Orlando, dude. Once Orlando gets healthy,
I
like
think I did, but yeah, 100%. They're in the
they're gonna
group.
be right back in the thick of
They are
things.
in
And
that
then I don't know
group.
if you mentioned
Top five
Atlanta either.
defense.
Dude, they're like, no, the East is all the young guys of the East are sort of like, in their like mid-20s now, I feel like, or like late 20s. So it's like now it's like they're all a little older. Before, I feel like it was like kind of tough when they were just all like kind of young.
Ooh, I hate to do
Yeah.
this to you, Shiv, but now that we got you, and we talked about this on the phone, and I think we both agree on what it really is, but I haven't done who's not hooping
What was
before. I haven't done who's not hooping before.
that? Not hooping.
But
God.
I'm not even trying to do y'all like this.
And we could do it. Well, we could do
Yeah,
it.
I got
We
some
could for
people,
sure do
man.
it. Yeah.
But
I've got some numbers, bro. Take that for data. Hold on, something just went off my bat.
the Celtics lost again yesterday to a lottery bound team in Toronto. And I think what are they 5-5 now in their last 10 or so? Maybe,
No, I think they're 8-7 in their last 15.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of tough.
And it's some Joes. They've lost to some average Joes.
Yeah, I've
And
lost.
it's not that they're injured right now.
Yeah.
I think that we mostly can agree this is regular season fatigue of
Yeah.
please wake me up when it's April, when it matters for the most part. However,
Here we go. It's always the how. I'm ready.
you cannot tread lightly because, bro, was that not literally until they finished off who they beat in the finals last year, until they finished off
Dallas.
Dallas last year.
Yeah.
And I was pulling for him. I've called Tatum the best player in the league waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Until they literally finished it, I'm like, yo, I want these guys to do it because 5, 6 years straight, they've been Josh Allen, right there. Eventually they're due. Do they have the killer instinct to finish these teams? They showcased it last year, demonstrated, yes, we can. And because we built a team that is extremely sound.
Right.
But you can't play with
Yeah.
some of these teams right now and think you're gonna flip a switch.
It's a normal, it's a, like you said, it's a normal stretch of basketball for teams that win championships. I think like the Bulls 1 year, I saw this on Twitter. It was like the Bulls 1 year, they went like 67 and 15 or something like that. And they had a stretch in, I think it was like also January or like maybe February where they went like 7 and 8. Right. And like the world is on fire when that happens for them. It's like, you know what I mean? I think the Warriors also had a similar stretch where they went like 5 and 7 or something like that in 12, like the year after they won 65 plus games. So it's like, it's so normal for the stretch to happen. When you're a really good team, one loss feels like 4 or 5. Cause you're like, man, there's no way we just blew it to Chicago at home. And then you go on the road and you're like, bro, how do we blow this on the road to like Toronto? I don't even blame them. You know how I knew we were gonna lose that game, by the way? You know how I knew we were gonna lose that game? I was on Twitter at 2:30 in the morning my time. I saw a picture of freaking Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum with one of Drake's homies, and I was like, yeah, no shot, dude. They're like, no shot. They are trying their best tomorrow. They are going out. Come on. Like, and as soon as I saw that, I was like, what time is it in Toronto? They got to be at least an hour ahead of me. Like, and that picture was posted like an hour ago. So like, you know what I mean? Like, they are rolling it out tomorrow. They are off some liquid IV and like coffee, Tim Hortons or whatever is out there. You know what I mean?
Derek
But no,
White
I
doesn't look
agree. It
like
is,
he.
it's sus. It's, they look a little sus. The product that I've watched for the last month and a half that they've rolled out has been horrible for my mental health. Oh my God, it's so bad. The basketball is just like,
Are
it's like
you
lackadaisical
confident?
ball movement. Yeah, for sure. No,
Are
they're
you
gonna be.
confident in the no, are you confident in the bench?
Yeah, for sure. I am so
Are you
confident.
confident in the front court depth?
Yes, absolutely. Kata, Cornette, Horford, and Porzingis are gonna be fine. Porzingis has been balling. Porzingis has been balling. I have
Kind
no.
of, kind of.
He's looked good. He's looked good. Let him get the shots. Let him get the shots right now. We don't care about a mid-January game. You know,
But
and I
lastly,
don't worry about it.
are you confident in Big Dan? Pause. I
Big
don't know.
Dan? Big Dan.
Missoula.
Oh,
Oh,
yeah.
why am I calling him Dan? His
Hey,
name's
why'd you call him
Joe.
Dan? Joe, yeah, Joe. Big Joe, of course. Listen, Joe Mozzarella has my back, no matter what. All right.
I like Joe.
Joey Mazz is like that. And to be honest with you, like, I don't think this team is worried about a single other team in the Eastern Conference. I think they went ahead and beat everybody in the East already. And they were like, bro, there's no shot that these guys beat us four games in a row when we
You
lock in.
know, I'm tuning in a little bit. Davey, I call the season. I say the season has three stages. It's pre All Star, post All Star, playoffs. Pre All Star, all right. It's a marathon. Don't gas out. You know what I'm saying? Keep hope alive. You're not really in dire straits until about late January. We're getting there now. All Star, all right. Trade deadline. These teams are rosters are set. Now we need to know who's our rotation, who are our guys. These games, and we just need to secure a spot in the postseason at least. So we can't F around anymore between February and middle April. And then, of course, postseason. I'm gonna tune into some of these phase two games for Boston because I think they need to start driving more. I think they need to be aggressive. It's great when they have the quarter where it's raining. They average. I'm gonna double check this again while just to fact check it.
I want to
They
say,
average about 53 point attempts a game.
yeah, close to it, yeah.
NBA record all time. Never, no team has
In a
shot
month,
that
within a
many per
month, yeah.
game. And I believe it. And for one, everybody on the team can shoot just about. So play shots, shoot it confidently. Don't overthink certain possessions. However, we saw the Houston Rockets against Golden State in game seven that
Exactly.
year. You know, Phoenix Suns live by the three, sort of die by the three. That wasn't the MO on last year's team.
Last year, from what it, I don't know what the numbers would say for this, but last year, you and I were both like, we need to see that extra aggression from like Jayson Tatum and Jaylen Brown. And I would point it out after every game in the playoffs. I'd be like, did you see how often they were attacking the basket? I feel like
Right.
when,
I was like, please let me see somebody get a technical foul. Somebody push somebody, please. Do
for
y'all have the
sure.
dog?
For sure. Like, and I think right now, like, what is the point in my, like, honestly, as like, if you know, that how long it takes to like win a ring and you've gone through it and actually gone the distance. Like, why am I laying my life on the line to win a game in Toronto in the middle of January? Like, I get that point of view, especially with All-Star coming around the corner. They just want to make the All-Star game, you know what I mean? Do whatever. And
They
then
average 49.33 point attempts a game.
it's insane.
Six
Like, we get them up.
more than anybody else.
We get them up. And what a lot of people are forgetting too
Shooting
is,
36%, making about 18 a game.
I think the lineup of Drew, like the starting lineup, Drew, Derek White, JBJT, and KP, like I think that like they've only played like four or five games together. Like they're only just now, like KP is only just now getting healthy. Drew is just now coming back and playing routine minutes from his injury. People forget Jaylen Brown was hurt with like a random shoulder thing, like towards the end of like December. He's now coming back from that. His shooting splits have been down as well. Like they're gonna get healthy, and when it happens again, and they start reminding everybody in the conference about what they have to deal with come April, if they're lucky enough to play in April, like people are gonna be like, oh yeah, like here comes Boston just blowing out everybody 4-1. Like, you know what I mean? It's gonna happen. Like, this team is
I believe it.
too
I
talented.
mean, hey,
That stretches
I
of
will wait
basketball
and
are
see.
so a part of it, in my opinion. I think every championship team at some point or another has that. I think people like to call it championship hangover, but it's also just like, just think about it like a job or like school too, you know what I mean? There are just some weeks in like school or like work where you just like you just you're bringing what you can, and that's your 100%, and you're giving it your 100%, but your 100% isn't like your max 100%. You're just, you know what I mean? It's part of life, dude. It's the ups and the downs. They all got interests outside of basketball too. They all got a lot of stuff outside of basketball, families and whatnot. So, you know, I think they're just vibing, dude. I really think they're just kind of chilling. They're not going to catch Cleveland, right? So like, what's the incentive to like just go hard and try to get the
Gas out. I mean,
like
I feel it,
to
but you gotta catch that rhythm. I do think that that's something to pay attention to. Their bottom 10 in free throws per game. This is, we can pivot here. I'm like pretty shocked to see this because everybody swears that, you know, for one, Shai Gilgeous does have a ridiculous whistle, but I don't think that that's like, I don't think that that is, you know, him cheesing the game. I think that he has defenders in the palm of his hand. We saw Harden, they tried to adjust things to counter how much success and how free, like how manipulative he was able to play offense. But it really wasn't that you were doing things wrong by the book. It's that, no, I've just kind of found a loophole and I'm killing y'all. Oklahoma City is 29th in the league in free throw attempts per game. So while Shai is the one that's cleaning up at the line, I just saw that right now looking at the Boston stuff and was like, wait a second, that's surprising. And that's something, man, I think I would love to see OKC go all the way this year. I think they have a step or two to take, but we have to see this team with Chet and Isaiah Hartenstein because that's going to be a big problem for people in the playoffs to guard Shai, deal with that perimeter defense, and rebound and finish inside against what they can do. That sounds like a championship formula. And Shai stepped up to the plate every single game so far this season.
I think he's the MVP. He's the MVP.
Hands down, hands down. I said this
Like no
last
way
episode
back.
on the pod, made a reel about it. Big Jokic fan, got Jokic in fantasy. Love seeing him cook every night. Love it. Keep going, Yoke. They're
Keep
resting, my
going.
guy. Y'all gotta chill. Play that brother. Play that boy. Easily can make the case for him as MVP as well. This is his best scoring season of his career. He's averaging 31. He's giving them major buckets. He said nobody could shoot. He's one of the top 15 three-point shooters in the season. What Shai is doing, it'd be a robbery. I said this last year too. I was like, Shai and Luka deserve it, in my opinion, more than Jokic, even though it's unreal what he's doing. Let's put it all into context. These teams don't have the proven winning track record that Denver did and sustained, you know, team success. They were both kind of out of nowhere. You know, Dallas has made runs and made big plays before, but I was like, these individual night night performances, I believe, are carrying their team more than what Jokic is doing in the system that allows him to be the do-it-all engine that will end up with these numbers. This year, there's no way. They gave it to Cleveland tonight too. Cleveland kind of made it. The score didn't look disrespectful, but it was like disrespectful in the third quarter. And they hyped this matchup up because it's two, you know, teams with phenomenal records. They had the winning streaks the last time they played, but it's his. It's his this year, unless something happens.
Yeah, I think Shea is having that year like Harden had, and that's what scares me a little. You know, I went and seen him play in person at the NBA Cup against who was that game against? The game before the finals.
Was it Atlanta? No, they played the Western team. It was Houston.
Yeah,
Yeah,
Houston.
Houston, yeah.
And I mean, honestly, bro, I ain't never seen a hooper like that in real life. The man can get to anywhere, you know, and it's not a foul hunting thing, you know. I just really think they can't guard him. And I
No.
mean, he was missing
No.
shots where you can just see like he missed that more than a defender was playing good defense. But what scares me is, like you said, everybody else just kind of sits around and wait for that drive and pop, and then nobody else drives, and teams do leave Lou open. Lou Dort, I love Lou Dort, great defender. I think he's definitely first team, second team this year, but you got to hit that shot in the playoffs. You know,
Yeah.
and if you don't hit them shots, man, in the playoffs, it starts to dwell a little bit. And I just think we definitely have to drive a little bit more and be a little bit more physical, because You just never know how that whistle goes with, you know, they show who the referees for these games and stuff like that. But I just don't want him to burn out either. I mean, he dropped 40 tonight. 40 looks like his 20 now, honestly. He dropped
It's
33
ridiculous.
in that NBA Cup game, and you couldn't even tell. Like, it was like, you look up, 33 is like, it was easy. But, you know,
39 and three quarters the other night against the Knicks.
man, the man's a bucket. But I do like I do want one more piece for them. You know, I hope this trade deadline, but I don't want to give away anybody. That's the tough part, you know. But I do want a nice vet, maybe a vet big or a power forward or something, just because in that playoffs you need Hartenstein is nice, but I don't trust his experience. You know, I mean, New York is New York, but I need somebody a little bit more. They know when they
Don't.
see the Lucas and they see, I'm scared that we might see Sacramento. I think Sacramento might sneak in on a late,
No, they
low
are.
sneeze.
They're moving.
And that's a, they got some vets over there that just know ball. Jay Crowder, DeMar, they know how to win. You don't have to be the best. You just got to know how to win. So that's
Yeah.
my only fear with OKC, man. But they look good, man. The young team, I love our continuity. I love the team. It's just playoffs is just about experience. I know everybody knocks it. And I think that's what Boston is experiencing. They're like, once you win, you see 82 isn't 82. It's June, you know what I'm saying? You have so much. So that's what I think is going on with them. But yeah, that's my take on it.
Brady used to talk about how it was like there were like three seasons within like an NFL season. And I know it's because like obviously like all the like Pats
Yeah,
mic'd
you
up.
took that from me. I'm just playing.
He did. He looked, he might have. But like, you know what I mean? Like he always used to mention this in like little Pats behind the scenes or like mic'd up stuff in like the locker room or like in their bye weeks and stuff, little mini movies that the team council make and whatnot. I used to like just watch all of those and like he would be like, you know, weeks like 1 through 4, you're just trying to figure out like what you have, right? That's like the first. This is also back when like the season was 16 games, right? You weren't like flexing games in on like a Friday. Like, you know what I mean? Like the league was obviously a little different. But it was like, you know, the first four games are like you're figuring things out. Second four, you're trying to figure out what adjustments you need to make. And then like the back end of the season, like after this point. And so I feel like it's like once you go the distance and you win, you see how teams treat different points in the season. And it's just so different. Like it's like certain teams that haven't got there. Like you look at Phoenix the year after they won the title, like they felt like, or after they lost the title, excuse me, like after they lost to Milwaukee, they came out and they were like, we need to prove that it wasn't a fluke, right? And they ended up like losing any ounce of like steam and energy that they had in like the second round against Dallas, or was that like the first round? I couldn't even tell you. Like, so it's like, you know, you got to pace yourself. It's 82 plus 16 wins in the postseason. It's a long season. And freaking Tatum was like chilling in Paris too. I don't know. He wasn't really playing, but like, I don't have the excuse that he was playing. But like, you know what I mean? What's up with that, by the way? I don't even know if we really talked about that. That's crazy. Dude, he just won a ring. He can't get 3 minutes. Like, that's nuts. Even I got 3 minutes when I played high school ball. I didn't deserve 3 minutes, bro. Like, are you serious? He couldn't get 3 minutes. He just beat all of them in the playoffs, bro. What are we talking about? Like,
That
can't.
Olympic team was weird. That was a weird
I
team.
feel like he might have requested it though. I feel like he's like, bro, I'm
He
chilling.
wasn't tripping. He wasn't tripping.
Yeah, like I'll take the
He didn't
all-inclusive
take it. He didn't
vacation
take
to
it personally.
Paris on
I don't think
Nike's
that.
dime.
It,
Yeah,
he had a
bro.
he had a he had a newborn with him out there. Like,
Yeah,
just
that's true.
give me my medal. I'll take my medal. Thank you.
Let me chill. Let me chill.
I love who's hooping, man, because
That's a good
without
one.
prompt, we hit on all of this. Around the league.
Oh, you know who else is hooping actually? Trey jo is it Trey Jones? The guy, no.
Tyus?
Trey something from Trey
Trey
Murphy.
Murphy.
Trey Murphy. He's
Great
also
point.
falling out
Great
of
point.
control, bro. He is so nice
No,
now.
he's making a leap. He's making a leap.
Dude, he's so nice now. I did not know he was like this
The
until
shot
I was like
creation is
randomly
there.
watching the Pelicans and I was like, yo, he's so nice.
You know who was the first person to add him in fantasy this year? He, you know, had a little hamstring, had a little hamstring situation, swooped him right up, knew he was gonna get opportunity. He was one of my interchangeables. All right, you can go now. I need somebody else for Saturday, Sunday. Somebody else swooped him up. Well, holding on to them for dear life. You can have them. You need them more than I do. That's okay. But I was aware. I was very much aware. Nah, Trey's hooping, bro.
He's
Three
hella
and D
hooping.
reputation, but no, he is
No.
creating buckets now.
Dude, he's got the ball in his hands. Like, he's
Yeah.
making plays. Like, he's shooting off the dribble. I'm like, what the heck? Like, when did this happen?
No, man,
He
I'm
can.
looking forward to it. I got a trip to New Orleans coming up,
Yeah.
and we're planning to. The boys from Boston are in town while we're
They
there.
are. They are. We were thinking
It's
about
probably
trying
not a cheaper
to
ticket in the league to
get
catch
that.
Celtics.
Yeah, so sure. That's also true. No, that's very true. That'll be a good game, dude. I think we nudged one out against them at home earlier this week, I think, or like this past week or something like that. But it was close. It was
Shout out to
close.
Trey Murphy. Trey, right?
Yeah, Trey Murphy. Yeah,
I'm not gonna say what time it is because I'm losing track of simple stuff. Dan Mazzulla was crazy. I don't know where that came from.
Mizzou was pretty wild. Dan, I was like, I'm trying to think, who's Dan? Like, were you thinking like
Nah, I
Dan
saw your face.
Hurley? Like,
You were
you
like,
call
I don't know who Big Dan
who's
is.
Big Dan?
Maybe because you and LV just got Dan Mullins for the head coach, maybe. So,
Oh, no way. Dan Mullins.
yeah.
Shots at Dan Mullins.
Oh, yo, Bell, we're back. We had the best recruiting class in the Mountain West. Come on, man. Hey,
Dude.
back-to-back bowl game appearance. Come on, man. Stop it, man. We
Dude.
just up. Nah, just
It's
playing.
up. It's
Go
up, bro.
Rebels.
It's up in the Mountain West, right? Is that where is it popping?
They're
What
saying we
did
run.
Paul Pierce say to KG or whatever? He's like, there's a difference between it's popping and it's popping. Is it popping?
You're not
Like,
watching the
what is
games, P.
that? You
You're
know what I'm
not
talking
watching
about,
the
bro? Like, that
games.
shit's so funny. There's like a 9-minute YouTube compilation of Paul Pierce crashing out on that live stream, and it's so funny, bro. It's
Just
unreal.
be on one.
You're not watching. You're not watching the games like I'm watching the games, people. You're not.
Come on, Lord.
Oh,
And shout out while we're here, man. I ain't even, yeah, everybody's seen it, but LaMelo, all the ball bros, man.
dude,
LeVar.
triple B's.
Dally was crazy, bro. You might there, that's really my neck of the woods. That is my
Yeah,
neck of the woods
Pino.
entirely. Yeah, man. I grew up in Pomona, still went to high school closer to the city, more inland. But Pomona and Chino Hills touch. Ran into some fools on their team at LA Fitness and the whole nine. And Lonzo was our class, memory lane, whatever. But had we won our championship game in C and you know CIF, and we went to state. And had we won that championship game, we might have crossed paths with those fools in state. But we freaking folded ridiculously. Got a different division state bracket. It didn't go that way. But yeah, that's my neck of the woods all the way, man. So I've been supporting those fools, man, and honestly believe this is another time. I'm gonna just say it right now. Maybe I'll clip it, but I said it then. I can go find some tweets. Golden State made the biggest mistake in the last 10, 15 years, maybe taking Wiseman over LaMelo because they tried to draft for need. In a win now mode, and we knew that they were smaller, knew that they could use a traditional big man. So they said, hey, well, let's go get Wiseman. And that's reflection of this era of high school to college products and one and dones where we don't really know how good they are. They have a
Man.
reputation, but we got to wait and see on a lot of them. And had they taken LaMelo, which LeVar blew up Lonzo's spot, and they lost faith in. Well, it's like, okay, we're not going to go out like how maybe they did drafting Lonzo at 2 over Jason Tatum. We're going to go with what we think is maybe a sure thing. However, that was literally their identity. This up and down, running, gunning. They even got lucky and had Jordan Poole. The slap is a different situation. But imagine if
Was
that
a
team,
slap, bro. He knocked him out, bro. He knocked his ass
it
out.
wasn't a slap on God.
He knocked his ass
The
the fuck out, bro. Like, bro, he punched the fuck
That
out of him.
was closed fist.
Had Golden State drafted LaMelo Ball, boy,
Dude, I know. They could have drafted Tyrese Halliburton too at some point. Like,
right. I
dog.
think,
Like,
but
talk
no,
about a myth, bro.
what's dope about this is I don't even wear this jersey outside much, but shout out to the plug where I got it from. This is a LaMelo
Nice.
number two jersey. You're not gonna see this anywhere else. This was
Yeah,
rookie LaMelo only.
Dude, shout out to
But
Tim for what?
yeah, we've been rocking with him. Probably about to start the All-Star game, you know, and he's swerving through the corner, you know what I'm saying?
Whoa.
They not trying, they didn't want Jello to be, they didn't want Jello to succeed. He blew his own spot up though, taking shit.
Dude, chat. What was it?
He
Like
blew his
Houston
own,
Bastards?
spot up. But
In China, bro, of all
shout out to
places.
those boys, man, before, yeah, before we get out, before we move on from all of that. Cause I really want to talk about, and not for long. This is just gonna get us out of here essentially, but what the hell is Mav Carter trying to do?
Dude, there's no, is that even real? Do we know if this is like,
I
where's
don't
this
think we
coming
would be
from?
seeing it if it wasn't something.
I don't
And
know. I don't know.
LeBron has
Twitter's
only
different.
got, Mav is only doing, you know, he's 100% his own dude, has his own ventures, created his own name professionally and in business. And has his own success. Still believe him and Bron are probably locked in on everything or just shooting it on whatever it might be as well. I can't hear that and think that LeBron's not in on this somehow as well, on this pipe dream maybe of an idea. We have the National Basketball Association, which is really the International Basketball Association in the United States and Canada. It's not far-fetched. It's not very pragmatic yet because it's like, okay, well, how do we figure out travel and a schedule for a team from France playing somebody in Australia that has to then face some team in the United States? And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, essentially Maverick Carter, one of LeBron's business, you know, associates, like I said, and his own man as well, is the face of a push. And is seeking investors to come up with $5 billion for what they're calling a global basketball league that in theory could rival the NBA. Now, on that unreleased episode of the rebuttal with JB, we talked about how the NBA doesn't do enough to embrace their international stars. Like, why don't they have something called, like, we said this, and that's why I was like, man, this is too fire. I can't just let everybody hear this. We were like, what about a homecoming game? What if they went and played a game in Africa? What if they went and played a game in Slovenia? What if they went and, you know, played a couple games where these guys are from to just continue to grow the game, all this and that? Just an idea. These European fools, I'm only saying that, I say that about anybody. The Olympics were Exhibit A. They know the NBA is the NBA and the NBA is different. That's like the pinnacle, if you know, for money wise and just talent wise, that there's not a deeper talent pool than the NBA. They don't think that we're that much better than them. They don't think they're worse. They think, yeah, y'all want to play on the same? Let's play then. You know? I don't know what to make of this. I don't think it makes rumor mills and ESPN and all of that if there's not some smoke somewhere. I don't know. What do y'all think?
I think, like you said, the fact that it's even a rumor and just the timing of it, you know, I believe in Brian. I don't think, you know, his time is, maybe he got 1 year, maybe 2 years, but he's been very open about him and ownership. And honestly, just from, you know, from what I've seen from the boxing realm and, you know, those guys overseas trying to get in to that with that money that they have, I think you can find the right suitors that are invested in it because they got the money, you know, and they want that. They want something like that. They want their own thing. And we have hoopers. That's the thing. There's so many good hoopers
A plethora,
overseas.
a plethora.
You,
It's
man,
no
Jabari Parker is still in Barcelona hooping, you
shout
know,
out, man.
Kendrick Nunn.
Chicago,
Man, it's so many good hoopers overseas that the NBA
Lonnie
just doesn't have
Walker,
enough spot. Man, Lonnie Walker, how he was so important for the Lakers a couple
and
years
beyond
ago.
that, all these young dudes that are just hitting the ground, you know, going undrafted and you know,
Jarius Cooper.
dreaming of making it.
Yeah, I mean, he was, I know he's, you know, on the shorter side, but the boy can ball, man. You know, and the G League, it just doesn't do a lot of people justice. So I think just if they don't let Bron in some way, He's gonna make his own way. And I know Matt
And
Carter's own man, but they got ties. So whatever
yeah,
he does, he
100%,
has
bro.
to be tied
And
to it.
he's looking ahead. He knows the NBA more than anybody that's talking about the NBA would know how to mimic it, go against it, what they're not doing well that they could try to do well somewhere else. We've seen a lot of this go left as well. Vince McMahon thought he could make the XFL something, and everybody who thought that they could make football anything has failed to hold a stick to the NFL. This is different, though. The NBA is very, very different. They're also the youngest major professional league in the country. The NBA is only 40 so years old, technically. It goes further back, you know what I'm saying? They give Naismith all of that, but the NBA ABA merger post that, it's not that long standing in the big picture of history. And compared to baseball, you're not gonna go start another MLB. You're not going to go start another NFL. Like you said, let Bezos want to get in on sports. Let some of the Saudi fools want to get in on sports.
And they do.
They
They do.
100% do.
That's the
It
only not worry,
super
but
doable.
yeah.
I mean, from a funding perspective, and I don't know, let's just try it from folks who got money to blow on it. I don't know, man. To me, it's just an interesting idea. It's easy to be like, please, never. You know what I'm saying? That'll never be the case. But that's not the mindset that these people who are thinking about it and talking about it have. And like we said, there's no shortage of basketball players.
No, and just another point I just want to hit on. I think Kenny on TNT, I think he's already like a contributor to another like NBL league or something overseas. It's him and a couple other former NBA players. And I may be wrong, but I know during the Olympics, somebody made like a, not a joke, but I kind of had an open ear to it. They was like, you offered Anthony Edwards or something, 300 M's to go play in Paris, and you tell him you only got to play 20 games. Do you think players gonna start like not thinking about stuff like that? And I'm like,
You have to. I
yeah.
was telling my girl about it just around. She was like, "What y'all about the pod about?" And I was like, "Oh, it's kind of some business stuff I want to talk about. Like, I don't know, it's these rumors going around." And I thought she didn't get what I was saying, but I mentioned this Mav Carter Global League or whatever. She was like, "Oh, like now I'm turning into a wrestling fan. It warms my heart. I swear to God." She was like, "Oh, kind of like WWE and AEW type of situation." I'm like, talking about basketball, you lost me. And she's like, "No, but you're saying like they want to start a new league to go like..." I'm like, "Oh shit, look at you!" Like, yeah, nah, dead ass, yes, no, that, yeah, like it's got to start somewhere. You're going against the machine that's been doing this much longer than you have. But if enough people with the mind that know how to do it, somebody with the dollars that can put it together, you can create something. And having an extra outlet, like, if you're a wrestling fan, you're not mad that AEW exists. You can be like, "That's not for me," or I'm still faithful to what's going on over here. But in the big picture, everybody in that industry, more jobs, more opportunity, more promotion. AEW's on HBO Max now, WWE's on Netflix. It's kind of like, look, if you keep at it enough, don't write it off. Don't be the one to say it's not possible, because somebody's gonna ultimately prove you wrong. We also have Unrivaled that begins today, depending on when you're listening to this. Guys, it's after midnight now, it's Friday. Unrivaled begins today. I kind of can't wait to watch it, man. For one, Unrivaled is the new league that was founded by Nafisa Collier, Minnesota Lynx star, and Breonna Stewart, coming off a championship with the New York Liberty. Two of the best players in the WNBA, both on the Olympic team. In the Olympics, we've seen now, I think this was the second go round of 3-on-3. They call it 3x3. Half court basketball. We've seen the big three. Shout out to Ice Cube. He was a pioneer with it, man. Literally. I'm very excited to see A, more basketball. B, I jumped into the WNBA with both feet plugged and nose deep in last season. Like, let's do it. This is the season to sort of commit to it. And man, so many hoopers in the W, man. And that is a league that can't support the number of athletes that there are. And from a income standpoint and what the league generates, they're capped out. The most prop, you know, the most successful players, 90% of their profits and, you know, earnings are coming from endorsements. It's not from the contract. Giannis Antetokounmpo is one of the investors in Unrivaled, as is Michael Phelps. And it's a much smaller roster. It's not 15, or it's only 8 teams, or 10. Maybe is it 12 now? I think it's 12 in the W, and they've got expansions happening right now as well. But it's only 8 teams, I believe, and they're 3x3, so it's not, you know, 10 woman rosters. So the pool that this, you know, is all getting split up is much smaller, which means more for the people on these rosters. But women will play essentially year round. As soon as the WNBA ends, going right overseas, which they have said publicly pays better than the WNBA does. So I think Unrivaled is cooking with gas in the sense that they already have the WNBA's best players committing to play. Asia's not playing, Kaitlyn's not playing. Some of the players just don't have to. You know, the bag is secured. I need to protect the, you know, the asset. But for the ones that are hungry, yo, I need them. I need it. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep it going. This will be really interesting to see. And if anything is challenging the mold of you can't do this or you can't do that, I'm excited for it.
I'm a fan of it. You sent me the link earlier. I read through it a little bit. I skipped through it. I'm a fan. I think it's awesome. And they're mixing up the teams too. You get to see these guys play with each other. Who knows what that does for like,
Right.
you know what I mean? It's kind of a different dynamic. And just going back to the potential Maverick Carter, LeBron creating a basketball league thing, I think the idea of a sort of like global forum outside of FIBA for basketball. Like, you know what I mean? Like Real Madrid versus like, I don't know, like the Thunder in like an actual meaningful game or something like that. I like the idea of that. I think that ends up inevitably getting run through the NBA. But what I was thinking of was like, what if this is like, you know, like you mentioned, LeBron like has been very vocal about wanting to be like, you know, having like ownership over a team, right? What if those negotiations for expansion that we are unaware of behind the scenes are not going super well? So like the what is it like their what I forget what their brand is or whatever what their media company is. But what if they're just like leaking a potential story? Like maybe there's no actual merit to it, but they're leaking this and that they might have like brainstormed it and they were like, you know, if this doesn't go well, like if we can't obtain ownership post retirement, like maybe like this is our move. And those negotiations behind the scenes or whatever just aren't going well. So they're like, all right, we're just gonna leak this story. And up like and use it as like a way to like apply pressure to the situation. I don't know. Conspiracy
No,
theory,
this is next level
not
stuff.
like
This is inside
maybe not.
baseball.
I don't know. You
This
know
is
what I
between the
mean?
lines. This is what they're not saying.
It's what they're not
This
saying.
is, you know, a nuanced conversation. Bringing up before we hit record, me and Dobby were talking about how we know a team is coming to Vegas, but ultimately, what's taking so long?
That's what I'm saying. So I'm saying, like, what if this is just like weird?
Ultimately, what's taking so long? And it's most likely comes back to dollars. You know what I'm saying? How do we
Everything,
split it? And it's not, like you said, it's not that they have nowhere to play. It's not that they can't make somewhere to play, but we don't have to make it harder than it needs to be. Put the team somewhere. Boom, let's do it. I have to reference it. And I'm gonna get this unreleased episode out, maybe on a private stop somewhere, because I'm telling you, it's so gas. It's this next level stuff me and JB were getting into. JB does a lot of marketing and things like that. He understands that scene. Comes from Wall Street, literally. He's like, I don't understand how they're marketing. And it makes me wonder what's their marketing budget? What's the financial comfort of that league compared to, we know they're paying hundreds of millions for one game on an Amazon or on a Netflix or on a Paramount Plus for the NFL. We know they are getting it. You know what I'm saying? Baseball now has all of Japan. They're chilling. They're chilling. And they don't try to make themselves something they're not. It's just, you know what I'm saying? It makes you need to look. We know that they talk about how the WNBA isn't a profitable organization on its own and that they've been in the red operating under the NBA. There's things that, won't be said intentionally. That was nice. That was good insight, Shiv, and a good thought that.
I'm saying, like, you never know, right? Like, you never know what it's not about, like, when what this content of the story is that gets leaked. It's like, why would someone leak this? Like, if it's really something that they're working on and it's that intense, like,
And we know that
what is
happens,
this?
whether it's Drake and his label or
What
whatever.
I'm
Like,
saying,
nah, when we're talking big business, big stuff,
this
all
stuff
right, it's
always
time to make,
happens.
okay, we need to apply pressure some other way. What can we do?
Exactly. Like, we don't know who would leak this story. Like, why would this
This is
leak? We did
wild.
everything we could to not let this leak. Like,
And on that same note, the WNBA could mess around and have a lockout.
with the new CBA.
They don't have an agreement yet.
They could.
How could they be shooting themselves in the foot when it's at its apex in terms of
Interest.
converse? Like, how are we fumbling these things? In that episode with JB, he's like, yo, the NBA had a lockout in 2000. How do you fumble the year 2000 as a business, as an entity? Who else did that happen to?
I think they want this type of stuff to happen, man. Like you said, the WNBA has the most eyes it's ever had on it. And just the way they went about a lot of things this last past season was just a head scratcher a little bit. I mean, the talent is talent in the WNBA. It's just like you said, it's just about the marketing and what you're showing people. Arike is James Harden. And I
Enrique is
don't
so
mean that
cold.
in the I don't mean that in a disrespectful way, or anything, but I'm just saying, if you ever watched Harden play and her play, you it's the same type of player. I mean, the buckets is there, man. And this is a lot more skill, with the WNBA because it does take a little bit more. But man, there's some good games. Even their finals was really good,
Thank you.
So it gets to that point where you're like, who wants all this stuff to happen the way that it's happening? You know what I'm saying? And it is a head scratcher. And you just, like you said, why isn't this team in Vegas? You have a whole Las Vegas Boulevard where anything can go and anything can get tore down for something else to go. So, yeah, I mean,
And
I
there
don't
was
know
a
where.
massive, massive missed opportunity. And I hated to admit it, but I was like, nah, man, I agree with you in some conversations he and I were having because it's okay. We all can admit it. People didn't watch the Women's Olympics final like that they should have. And literally, the gold medal game came down to a missed buzzer beater by the host country against America, who hasn't
Really
lost
good
a
game.
game since like 92. If Caitlin and Angel were on that team And we had pictures of them with the flag biting the gold medal.
Ooh. No,
We're not gonna, they're not gonna get that back. They're not gonna get
they
that for another 4 years.
and that's the thing though, bro. Like sometimes, like even when like an organization starts to get like when they suck, like you look at the Pistons, like when the Pistons have been sucking for the past like 5 years or whatever it is, like they slowly start weeding out exactly like the root cause of like the issues, and then they didn't make many great decisions after that, but like even those like sorts of things like sort of take effect over years. I feel like the WNBA just has sucked at it for so long, and now people actually care. So now it's like, oh yeah, we can call out all these
Yeah,
people who
we got to
suck,
get our
like
stuff together. We got to,
yeah,
yeah, we
at
got
their
to, no, we
job.
got
Otherwise,
this.
they're
It's
yeah,
like,
they're
hold on.
public opinion will find the people responsible for like sucking at promoting this league or figuring out how to make it more profitable, because I'm sure like they are employing people who are making six figures in today's economy to like market and like do things, you know what I mean? I just feel like, you know, there's other people out there that are probably looking for a job that could do it really well too. So like now that people are
Facts.
interested in the league, it's like with the way the internet is, dude, you can find somebody's, you know, picture where they live, where they ate at 2 days ago. Like they will figure it out and they will like hold people accountable. The court of public opinion always wins, dude. Like they're like the league will figure it out painfully because people are gonna start calling them out on the internet.
Hey man, we getting too close to the sun.
Yeah, for real. Here come the black SUVs, you know what I mean? I see them right now. Clutch sports on the side right here. They just break down the
the
door.
fee's going out. The fee's going out.
For real, dude. I'm receiving the invoice. Jesus. Free promotion for the league.
Man, somebody gotta say it, man. Somebody gotta.
I'm just saying. I'm just
This
saying.
is all because we love hoops, man. This is because, you know,
I agree.
we love hoops, but we gotta pay attention to what's going on. And look ahead. That's what D Hoop U is about, man. Look, we appreciate all y'all for staying this late, for staying this deep into the class. We see y'all notebooks are open. Y'all been taking, you know, writing down, taking pictures of the slides. Look at y'all,
Oh,
man.
massive.
Y'all are killing it. If you've listened this far, we're going pretty much. We can put a bow in this, fellas, man. Y'all got anything? Y'all pressing that the people need to know before we wrap?
Dude.
No, man, I only thing I can say is I don't think it's a clear number one pick in the college basketball.
Yeah, we got to continue with that. You just gave
Yeah,
us
that'll be my.
that's a teaser for another one. 'Cause yeah, Coop, man.
Who's nice?
I like him.
Nice.
I like him, but it's some talent. I don't say that as in everyone is bad. I think it's
No.
talent this year.
Yeah. And I think a lot of mocks have like all freshmen just about. So it's like some of y'all gonna get these right, some of y'all are not.
Yeah. You know who's the biggest? First of all, what like NIL is so weird in college basketball.
Another
Can I just
day.
say this, by the way? Like
Another day.
UCLA has like no one, right?
Did you see their coach
The coach.
blast the
Dude,
team, bro?
he's crazy, bro. He's psychotic for that. What
Bro,
is
he kept it so
no, kept it 100%. Don't get me wrong.
greasy, like.
But that
But
was
did you see Jay
nuts,
Billis'
bro.
response to him, though?
No.
Yeah.
No,
We got, I'm college is a man. I can have a whole talk on college
it's
sports, but
wild right now, man. It's
crazy.
nuts. College bowl season, you got coaches dipping before the bowl game. You done motivated these fools for a whole calendar. You was in their living room, and now y'all about to get it. All right, y'all. They just hired me. Y'all go take care of that. I'ma see y'all.
No, NIL is crazy, dude. Because also, like, how does Rutgers
Salute.
end up with like the two best kids too? How does that happen? I don't get NIL to the extent that I probably should, but it's like, why the fuck would you go to Rutgers? Like, of all basketball schools,
I almost went to Rutgers.
just hear me out. Like, I'm from Jersey.
Yeah.
I was born on that campus's like children's hospital. So like if anybody could say why the fuck Rutgers, it's me. You know what I mean? Like, I was fucking born there.
My
So it's like, dude,
sister
I
went to
don't get
Rutgers.
it. Like, I don't get it. Like, how do they end up at Rutgers? Like, how does that happen? Who's the coach
Queens.
there? Who is the
Queens.
coach of the game? Like, but it's just so weird because it's like,
No, one statement on NIL from, that's been insightful, because a lot of older folks who have been either in scouting or just the
calling
college
me old,
game
bro.
or
You calling me old
agents.
right now?
No,
Turned
no,
28 in a
no,
month, bro. Not that old. Not that
no.
old.
No, we up there, bro. It's this it what it is pl what it is panning out to be isn't what it was intended to be.
Right.
Folks wanted to get paid for being in the video game and selling the jersey and selling tickets, not simply because we want you to come play. So it's already lost the essence of what it, of why it started. It is, man. It's like I said, hey, when they made dispensaries, yesterday's price ain't today's price.
Not at all. I know, but it's just like, but is
They
it,
put a
doesn't it
bow on
correlate
it.
with
It's
like,
different. The game is different.
doesn't it correlate with like how much money they were saving for like boosters and stuff? It's like, who the fuck's graduated from Rutgers that's donating this much bread to go get these guys? Like, is tuition can't be that expensive. Like, how many out-of-state students are you getting at Rutgers? Like, the math, bro, the math. Like, what are these numbers saying? Right? And another thing on Rutgers, too, the Dylan Harper kid is hard
He's a
and waiting
goat.
to happen. He's hard and waiting to happen, bro. He's big bodied. He's gonna develop a jumper once he gets in the league. The league will always teach you how to shoot like 35% from three. Like, he's nice. The Ace Bailey kid, I'm a little unsure of. Everything's there in terms of frame and potential, but he strikes me as like a guy where it's like, if social media and all this hype and news wasn't around you, like, maybe you'd be a little more inclined to spend 2, maybe even 3 years instead of thinking about, oh, like I'm not getting to the league quick enough. But I feel like he would really benefit from a couple years of like college basketball, grow into the body, get some muscle on that frame. Like, you know what I mean? Look at
Yeah,
what
you
happened
can come
to Chet,
back and win a
bro.
ship maybe as like a sophomore.
Dude, Chet in like one pickup game against LeBron in Seattle broke his foot and was out for like 6 weeks. Like, he wasn't even ready. Like, you know what I
And
mean?
he
LeBron.
wasn't the one and done, if I believe, too. Like Chet didn't. He went back, I want to say.
No, Chet was one and done. Chet was
Was
one
it
and
Chet?
done. But
Gonzaga,
like,
he was
then
a
it's
rare.
like, bro, this guy's gonna play like what, small forward? Your first matchup is against like, I don't know, like Devin Booker, bro. Like, you gotta be ready for these things. I just feel like, but he's crazy. I feel like he's gonna be so good. But like, just if he stays in college, maybe. You know what I mean? Stay an extra year. Why not? Why do people want to leave college so quickly? College is lit. College is so lit. Go be the man in college. Go be the man in college for like 2 years. It's elite.
He has Cam Reddish vibes for me,
Yeah, low key,
just,
right?
like you can see the game is there, but like you say, another year would definitely benefit. And the money's there now,
Money's there.
so it's
Yeah,
really no
true.
rush. The
It's about
league's
bread,
not
yeah.
going anywhere,
No,
but
I
these people getting these agents getting these kids ear, and you gotta go now, you gotta go now. And then next thing you know, you're in the G League, and we don't hear from you for years, so. That's the bad part of it, but I do like NIL because we get to have entertaining college sports. But
Even,
man, it's
yeah.
for
So much
sure.
turnover now. Yeah, even Reed Shepherd. Like, yeah, great. You were top three. You might have been championship bound this year or another year. We've seen what the floor generals can do in year three and year four on
Man.
some of these squads.
The Cassius Winstons of the world. The
Man,
Marcus
Hooper.
Pages.
UNC is man, and they look nice. But like
Dude,
I say,
yeah, who's that kid from UNC too? Ian Jackson or whatever? Bro, he's cold. He's so nice. Like,
freshman,
what?
but the body just isn't. But
It's not there
nice,
yet. Yeah, they're all like skinny,
nice.
but they're hella athletic. Like, they're just all so skinny. I don't get it. It's like, what?
Yeah.
This makes no sense. Dude, but there's some cold freshmen this year. I feel like the freshmen this year are going nuts right now. It's like
And
what?
the SEC being
Years
this
league.
good, which has been a trend now for at least 5 years or so, but right now it's like, yo, Auburn, Tennessee, Georgia, Bama,
What the?
Oklahoma. Like,
Dude.
yeah. And don't get me started on being confused in who's in what conference for football and not for basketball and who knows what else, but
Dude, that's so real. My sister goes to
enough
Berkeley.
said.
Oh yeah, my bad. My sister goes to Berkeley, and I remember like the big one of the big college game day weekends from college football was when Miami was playing at Berkeley. Berkeley was like 3-1. Miami was like 4-0, and my sister was like, "I'm going to a football game today." I was like, "That's dope. Like, you know, who are you guys playing?" She's like, "Miami." I'm like, "What the fuck? Like, you guys playing Miami? Like, what do you mean you're playing
He's like,
Miami?
yeah, it's a
Miami,
conference game.
Ohio? Like they like Miami, Ohio? Is this some?" And he was like, "No, it was like Miami, like Cam Ward." I was like, "What the heck? Like, so random. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just today, dude. Like the ACC matchup, it was like Duke was playing freaking Stanford. Like, what the heck? Like, how was that the ACC? Like, the
They had a
Atlantic
six-hour
Coastal
flight.
Conference? Palo Alto is literally right along the Pacific Coast, bro. Like, doesn't make any sense. Anyways."
Nah, this is real, man. This is real. Like I said, man, Davi, welcome to DHU. We're going to get you the pamphlet, the welcome gear. We're going to get you a student ID, all of that.
I appreciate you guys.
First
Appreciate it.
trip clearly won't be the last.
Players won't be the last.
Shiv, thanks for showing the face, man. You know, I
Dude,
almost thought you
I
transferred. You know
know.
what I'm
I'm glad I
saying?
popped on. I'm glad I popped on. I had to do it one time. It's like that picture of Danny Green or whatever, where he's got like the sideways snapback. He's like, I had to do it one time. Bro, get
I've
out of here.
never seen that picture.
Dude, I'm sending it to you right on. I'm gonna pull it. It's unbelievable, dude. Oh.
Definitely like 2012
Dude,
vibes.
it was back when Instagram had like the crazy
Yeah.
format too. It's like
Do
definitely
that.
giving
I
anything.
might post the Danny Green pic with this post on socials, man. Who knows, man? But
Can you read this?
not the cap.
No.
Not the XO.
He's like,
Yo.
you know, I had to do it one time.
Shout out Danny Green,
No
man.
way. Dude, that's the vibe, bro. That's the vibe. What are we on, bro? We on that Danny Green.
I'm not going to post that picture
No,
with this episode. I'm not going to do that.
appreciate you guys having me. Yo, the Danny Green episode, dog.
Yo, I don't know what to call this, man. Hey, man, like, follow, subscribe. Give money. Say your prayers, eat your vitamins.
For real.
Till next
Amen.
time.
That's a white
Amen.
down, man.